Tailor the change management methodology. Tailoring refers to customizing a standard, for example, change management, portfolio management, project management, quality standards, etc., to ensure that its overall scope is simple or detailed enough for the complexity level of the situation and to select or omit parts of the standard based on requirements or organizational or team culture. Tailoring can also be done to improve fit with another standard, such as an agile project management method. Tailoring can create risk, since departure from a standard might omit a key aspect of the standard needed for success, or it could result in different teams diverging in different ways from the standard. The latter risk could be managed well and allow for diversity, or it could be a source of needless complexity, reducing scalability and making results hard to compare. For these reasons, tailoring should be approached deliberately and iteratively, meaning that what is and is not in scope needs to be clearly documented, but what is and is not working needs to be used to improve customization. A best practice is to use the unmodified standard as much as possible to learn how elements interact prior to customizing. Tailoring a change management methodology can start at the portfolio or program level and involves decisions such as the following. Create a network organizational structure or one or more subcultures to drive innovation or rely on the existing organizational structure. Whether such teams are allowed to self-organize or are appointed is another choice. Specify the power level and makeup of the guiding coalition in terms of number of members. What entities, functions, or geographies must be represented, the position power of each person, and how many members must be primarily leadership-oriented, inspire, empower, envision, versus management-oriented, direct, control plan. Too many leaders or too many managers is a red flag. Set ground rules on how decisions will be made and conflicts will be resolved. Determine the frequency and method of governance oversight and the roles that will or will not be used, such as a change control board. Control what individual projects or work streams may or may not be tailored. Change management can be tailored at the project or work stream level, such as the type of project management to use to roll out change management, traditional or agile, specific type and or elements, for example, parts of Scrum and Kanban method. The required frequency and means of each type of communication, one-to-many and one-to-one, including the frequency and style of internal team communication. Change management tools and techniques to use, for example, power and influence maps simulations, how feedback or performance measurement results will be used in improvement.